Beethoven's Fidelio Overture here on Kansas Public Radio to open our Wednesday morning together. That was Eugene Ormandy with the Philadelphia Orchestra. I am your host, Destiny, back today. Thank you to Kay for filling in for me yesterday. One of my kitty cats needed a little surgery, but he is just fine. I promised Fidelio and fun this hour and fiddle. Fiddle Faddle, one of many of you actually love Fiddle Faddle. It's an all-time favorite. That'll be this hour. Right now, you know what else is fun? Banter, bantering, joking around. And good old Telemann wrote a Italian banter overture. Indeed, he did. That is what it translates to. So we are going to take a listen to this right now. Baroque Lovers Rejoice. This is Simon Standage with Collegium Musicum, and it is Georg Philipp Telemann's overture, Italian Banter, or La Badinerie Italienne on KPR. The Italian Banter Suite Overture here on KPR by Telemann. That was Simon Standage conducting Collegium Musicum. Fun, fun little gem indeed. I've got more Baroque music coming up for you, and also Fiddle Faddle this hour on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org. And we do have a great community spotlight, which I love sharing with all of you. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org. It is really nice out there. It is not 100 degrees. It is in the 70s, if you can believe it. Enjoy it. We will be in the lower 80s today. All right, Moran Murray's Suite in D here on Kansas Public Radio, played by Musica Pacifica. Enjoy. Musica Pacifica performing Moran Murray's Suite in D here on Kansas Public Radio. Baroque lovers rejoice, as I said. Next hour, choral lovers can rejoice. I'll be joined by the Tall Grass Chamber Choir, a musician the director, actually, and some great music. I'm excited for that. We've got a waltz next hour, some Haydn, a good morning of music here on KPR. And all of this music is possible because of our super supporters who we love dearly here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. All right, I know I promised Fiddle Faddle this hour, but you know what? The CD isn't, it's broken, so I'm going to have to wait to play it next hour. I thought perhaps a good substitution, though, here on the fly might be Hoedown from Rodeo, or Rodeo, for those of you that prefer the tomato-tomato version. So let's take a listen right now on KPR. Copeland's Hoedown from Rodeo here on Kansas Public Radio from the Sunflower Music Festival a few years ago. I am Destiny, giving you some music here on the fly, DJ style, because my fiddle faddle that I had for you didn't seem to want to work. So I will get it for you for next hour. I promise, I will. All right, let's see. What else can I play for you on the fly? Let's get back into the Baroque mood that we started with. Well, we didn't start. We started with Beethoven. Then we had some good old Maran Murray and Telemann. How about a little Johann Sebastian Bach? You can never go wrong with Bach. Here is a little prelude on KPR. Bach prelude for you here on Kansas Public Radio. Don't go anywhere. More music coming your way.
50th Morning Edition decided to find out more about some of the artifacts that have shaped our culture. Like, why is Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet bent?
It fell. And decided he liked the strange new sound.
And how was Kermit the Frog made?
He cut a ping pong ball in half for the eyes.
Start your day with us and start really seeing things. Weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you from 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR with Matthew Algio. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more info at hedgeapple.com. We will listen to NPR News for just a few minutes, and then I will be back here with you on KPR to listen to more classical music. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here. You all are the best listeners.
Live from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Emil Vadteufel here on Kansas Public Radio, the Flowers and Kisses Waltz to open this hour. That was Alfred Walter and the Czechoslovakian State Philharmonic, a waltz for this Wednesday. Good morning, everyone. I am your host here on Kansas Public Radio, Destiny, and I am really excited this hour. We're going to be joined by a composer and conductor, hearing some of his own music and talking about a concert coming up, the Tallgrass Chamber Choir. So don't go anywhere. That'll happen in about, 10 minutes or so. Right now, we are going to listen to some lovely water music to celebrate the fact that the weather has cooled off a bit. It's about 75 out there, 76 to be exact. This is George Frideric Handel, Water Music Suite number 3, the English Baroque Soloists, now on KPR. Handel's Water Music Suite number 3 here on KPR, John Elliott Gardner and the English Baroque Soloists. Hello there. I am Destiny here with Jacob Narvarud, and he is going to be telling us all about the Tallgrass Chamber Choir, their concerts coming up this weekend. And I'm really excited to be joined in the studio by him. We are going to do a musical introduction for you. It's just under a minute here of some beautiful a cappella music by Hugo Distler, the Meine Stimme Klinge. So let's listen now on KPR. Meine Stimme Klinge here on Kansas Public Radio by Hugo Distler to introduce to all of you Jacob Narvarud. Hello, Jacob, composer, conductor. So glad you're here.
Yes, hello.
Yay.
Happy to be here.
This is great. So I was so excited to find out what a prolific, I would say. I feel like you have composed a lot of stuff. We will talk about that in a bit. But first, I want to let everyone know about the Tallgrass Chamber Choir. You are their artistic director. And They were founded in 2009, and I bet our listeners absolutely will love the name Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. It's a great choice. So your concerts, I'll tell people first, and then you can tell us about Tallgrass. Saturday is the one in Lawrence, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at St. John the Evangelist. And then you've got one Sunday in Wichita. Do you have two on Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, my. One in Wichita, and then you're going to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Okay. Sunday at 3:30 p.m. in Wichita at Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. And then the $7... how do they pronounce it?
Uh-huh. Dollars. Yeah.
Okay. 8 p.m. in Manhattan. Okay. Great. Now that we got all that, I'll remind people some more. Tell us all about the Tallgrass Chamber Choir.
Yeah. So we are based in Lawrence. We're a professional choir of 32 singers from all across the Great Plains.
Nice.
And neighboring states as well. Lots of members here in Kansas, Missouri, some from Iowa and Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. Our name Tallgrass actually comes from the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve in the Flint Hills, like you mentioned. So we started as a group of undergraduate friends in the summer of 2009, and
nice.
We just wanted to sing together over the summer. That's how we got started. Yeah.
I love that. That's great. And you said you're a full-time composer, right?
I am.
Yeah. You've been commissioned to write new works for more than 60 organizations across the country, Australia, Canada, Japan. Holy guacamole. You are also currently the composer in residence with the Boston Gay Men's Chorus.
Yeah.
And editor of Santa Barbara Music Publishing. This is so exciting. If people would like to find out about you, they can go to your website. I'm going to spell it for everyone. Here we go. JNARVERUD. So jnarverud.com. They can find out about that. For information about all of the concerts coming up, if they were to just search Tallgrass Chamber Choir, would information come up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a few, because the tickets, even though it's free, are there tickets even though it's free?
There are.
Like reserved tickets?
Yeah. So it's
okay.
It's free will offering, but you can get tickets online. Yeah. The best way is to just search Tallgrass Chamber Choir. Yeah.
Yeah. I could give people a lot of links and I will, but we're going to focus one link at a time. So what we are going to listen to now, tell us a little bit. All of these are available on streaming platforms, which is great. We're about to listen to Measure Me, Sky. Tell us about the repertoire on the concert, the music people can hear.
Yeah. So this concert is, it's a 1 hour concert of all a cappella choral music. We'll explore sort of the ever turning cycle of life, performing pieces about joy, love, loss, and renewal. We'll be performing works in English, Latin, German, and Spanish, from lots of musical eras.
Wow.
We've got some medieval chants, some Renaissance motets, some Baroque music, romantic 20th century, and some new pieces as well. Some of the composers of music will be performing: Hugo Distler, Thomas Tallis, Monteverdi, Herbert Howells, John Shepherd, Z. Randall Stroop, Eric Whitaker, Caroline Shaw, Jocelyn Hagen, and Dan Forrest.
That's a great array. And also, I noticed with your program, you have the program notes and translations, which people really love. And also, I think I want to point out to the audience that an entire concert of a cappella choir is no easy feat. These are obviously professional musicians because, you know, there's no piano there to help them stay on key. So it's a real treat to get to hear beautiful a cappella music like that in a gorgeous space. It looks like all of these churches are really lovely spaces. Saturday, July 25th, 7:30 p.m., St. John the Evangelist here in Lawrence. And then Sunday, you've got two chances: Wichita, 3:30 p.m. at Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, and 8 p.m. in Manhattan at $7 Church. Tell us about the Measure Me that we're about to listen to, Measure Me, Sky.
Yeah, so this is a really lovely piece by Iowa-based composer Elaine Hagenberg. And this features Dr. Miriam Kim on the piano from University of Nebraska, Kearney. This is a really uplifting piece, really joyful about sort of embracing the limitless potential and reaching for the heavens. We actually recorded this on the KU campus.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, in 2022 with Elaine. She came here. And we had a great time recording her music, and this is a really great piece. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I remember when I pressed play and listened to it, opening up to the heavens is a very good description, because that's exactly how it starts. So let's take a listen, and then we'll chat a little bit more, because we get to hear something that you composed after this. So, Elaine Hagenberg, this is Measure Me Sky with the Tallgrass Chamber Choir featuring Miriam Kim on piano, now on Kansas Public Radio. Wow, that is great music. Measure Me Sky by Elaine Hagenberg here on Kansas Public Radio featuring Miriam Kim on piano. That was the Tallgrass Chamber Choir with Jacob, or Jake, Narverud, the artistic director here. I'm so excited because, first of all, I always tell people, you know, I love playing music on the radio, but there is just something so special about going to a live concert, especially choral concerts, because there's so many, you know, voices up there singing, and the vibrations of the sound in a beautiful space like these churches you're performing at, it's, you really can't replicate it. So are you doing that particular one at this concert?
Not that one.
Darn!
This concert, yeah, but we've got lots of other great pieces.
You do. I looked over the list and I slipped my... But that's okay. There are going to be lots of them that are just as exciting. Okay, so let me remind folks about your concerts, and then you can tell us maybe about the members of your Tallgrass Chamber Choir. So the first concert is Saturday, July 25th, this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at St. John the Evangelist in Lawrence, here in Lawrence. And then for our Wichita listeners, you can catch it Sunday at 3:30 at Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. Manhattan listeners, you can catch it at 8 p.m. at Seven Dollars Church. And we've decided the easiest thing is just for people to search online Tallgrass Chamber Choir, because they'll find all the information they need. Yeah. And there's parking, free parking.
Free parking.
At every location. So that is great. All right, Jake, tell us about all of your members, the Tallgrass Chamber Choir, and then, about the piece we get to listen to that you composed.
So, all right, yeah.
Sunflower.
Yeah, so Tallgrass Chamber Choir is we're a project-based ensemble. We meet in the summer and perform and record a wide variety of music. But the members of Tallgrass, a lot are local music teachers here in Lawrence and surrounding areas, and also all across Kansas and all across Missouri. A lot of choral directors, some college professors, some opera singers, pianists, organists, audio producers. We've got some realtors and some healthcare professionals as well.
Yeah, that's great.
I just really enjoy scheduling concerts and recording sessions at the end of July. We do it every year. It's sort of the height of the year and the last sort of big, exciting hurrah before everyone goes back to school and back to work. So there's something really special in that summer, end of summer excitement and freshness. Yeah. So it should be a really joyful concert. We're really excited.
Yeah, I think that's great. And it's a good time because there aren't a lot of concerts. You know, like during the year, there are so many concerts, it's hard to get to them. And this just sounds like a perfect concert to visit this weekend. So you are also a composer, and you compose a lot for many different organizations, which is great. The piece that we are about to listen to is called Perfect for Kansas, Sunflower. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So I wrote this a few years ago, and it's a text by Romantic poet William Blake. This particular recording features Austin, Texas-based cellist Corey Blaze. And so in this piece, when I was writing it, the cello plays the role of the sunflower throughout.
Uh-huh.
And so the piece begins with actually the lowest possible pitch that the cello instrument can play, symbolizes the sunflower seed in the ground and gradually ascends and speeds up to sort of emulate the growth of the sunflower and the blossoming of the flower. All the while, the choir sings a really dramatic ah over the top of it, which is from the poem. It's how the poem begins. And this text is one of my all-time favorite poems that I've set to music. That the sunflower reaching for the sky is sort of, you know, emulates the human longing and also the frustration of being trapped by time.
Yes.
So Blake's poem, it's really brilliant because the entire lifespan of a sunflower is between 70 to 100 days.
Oh.
And so that's very similar to the lifespan of a human in years. So it really brings those two together. It's a really sort of poignant and meaningful piece to us, especially as Kansans, since,
yes,
like you said,
absolutely.
It's our flower, right?
Yeah, it's our flower.
but we loved performing this a few years ago. This recording is from our performance At the Texas Choral Directors Association Conference in San Antonio from summer 2024.
Wow.
And it's streaming. You can hear it on our Spotify channel at Tallgrass Chamber Choir, or also on YouTube or any other streaming platforms.
That's great. And then I'm sure people can find maybe a list of all the brilliant things you've composed at your website, Jay Narvarud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Jay. And here I go. N-A-R-V-E-R-U-D. Hopefully those of you that are driving, you can just send an email to the station and I'll let you know what it is so that you stay safe. All right. A reminder of the concerts this Saturday, July 25th, 7:30 p.m. in Lawrence at St. John the Evangelist. And then Sunday in Wichita at 3:30, Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, 8 p.m. in Manhattan, $7 Church. All the information you need, just Google search Tallgrass Chamber Choir. All right, Jake, is there anything else we should tell our listeners? Do you think we've covered most of it, I hope?
I think so.
I think so. If I think of anything, I will tell them after. I really hope everyone who's listening right now can go out and support musicians and hear this concert and tell your friends about it. We are going to listen to now, composed by the very person sitting here in this room, Sunflower, by Jacob Narvarud, featuring Corey Blaze on cello and the Tallgrass Chamber Choir, now on Kansas Public Radio. There you go, folks. That was Sunflower by Jacob Narvarud. Beautiful music there featuring Corey Blaze on cello and the Tallgrass Chamber Choir. You can catch their concerts this weekend. Just go to Google and search Tallgrass Chamber Choir and you can find out all the information you need. It was a real joy to chat with Jake here in the studio. So thanks everyone for listening to that. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at KMUW in Wichita, July 27th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and instruments. More at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. All right, we will listen to the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet right now play Michael Pretorius's Dance Suite from Terpsichore, followed by the promised Fiddle Faddle, now on KPR. Dance Suite from Terpsichore with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet here in KPR by Michael Pretorius. And now, Fiddle Faddle as promised. St. Louis Symphony Orchestra by Leroy Anderson. Here we go on KPR. Leroy Anderson's Fiddle Faddle here on Kansas Public Radio with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
Is a highly endangered sea star in the Pacific Ocean. After an undersea pandemic nearly wiped the species out, a Northwest tribe is working to bring the sea stars back from the brink of extinction.
Pools open!
Pools open!
I'm Elsa Chang. Dive into that story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Creativity Matters, mental health counseling services where art and therapy come together, offering therapy for adults, families, children, and more. Info about services and scheduling at creativitymattersllc.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. We will head on over to NPR News for a few minutes of news, and then we'll be back here on Kansas Public Radio for more music for you.
Destructive wind gusts. It's the second named storm of the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a program that monitors how and how much a person drives. Snapshot offers personalized rates based on their driving habits at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Italian Polka, Polka Italian, here on Kansas Public Radio by Sergei Rachmaninoff, arranged by the violinist Fritz Kreisler and played by Brian Lewis on violin and Pamela Victoria Pyle on piano. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. I've got a Dvorak symphony for us this hour, and well, right now, something from a wind orchestra by Tchaikovsky, The Maid of Orleans. It's some dance music, something not often played by Tchaikovsky. So let us get into it right now here on KPR. Music by Tchaikovsky, The Maid of Orleans, or Orleans. Tomato, tomato, if you would like the French or the American. Dance music from that. That was the UNLV Wind Orchestra, conducted by Thomas G. Leslie, here on KPR. I've got a glorious Dvorak symphony coming up for you, but first I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors that help keep this glorious music on the air here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City from the University of Kansas. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More info is available at lmh.org/heart. All right. Dvorak Symphony No. 7. It is one of his interesting ones. It's not as often played as many of his other famous ones, like the New World Symphony or some of his other music, like the American String Quartet. But this is a monumental work. So let's take a listen together. Symphony No. 7, Maris Janssens conducting the Oslo Philharmonic, now on KPR. Dvorak, Antonín Dvorak, his Symphony No. 7 here on Kansas Public Radio, Maris Janssens and the Oslo Philharmonic. A symphony that Dvorak himself wrote in a letter: "I am occupied at present with my new symphony, and wherever I go, I think of nothing but this new work that must be capable of stirring the world. May God grant that it will." Definitely a stirring symphony by Dvorak, one of his more powerful symphonies, I would say. I heard from a couple of listeners. This is from Jan. She says, thanks for playing Polka Italienne. She lived next door to Brian Lewis, the violinist, when he was a small boy participating in Suzuki Strings, led by his mother. Yes, indeed. From Ottawa, Kansas, our very own Brian Lewis has now gone off to have a really wonderful career. So thank you for that, Jan. And also, we have a listener in Chicago who wrote in, who really, really liked the Elaine Hagenberg that I played for you. That's Darren. So thanks for listening, everyone. This is KPR.
For America's 200.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ulzberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Don't go anywhere. Jeff Watson is in with music for you this afternoon. Moravian Dances by Janáček and A few notes from Verdi's Rigoletto plus a violin concerto from 12 to 3. We will dip into the news at the top of the hour and then come back here with more music for you. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 1201.